conference was being called to really call on the African community here in the Tampa Bay area to come together, to recognize our sameness with the Africans who live in Haiti, and to take up our responsibility to come to the aid of our people there who are really suffering tremendously right now.
What do you see as some ways that people, the African community in Tampa, can help the people in Haiti?
One of the things that we're calling on people to do is to make contributions, of course, of supplies that are really needed right now. Dry goods, water, medical supplies, basic first aid equipment, personal hygiene items, that kind of thing. And we're opening up the Uhura House from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. every day here in St. Petersburg, 1245 18th Avenue South, to accept those collections of goods. And so we're calling on people to really contribute to that.
Reverend Jurley Germain of the Bethany Seventh-day Adventist Haitian Church of Tampa highlighted the importance of providing Haitians with long-term infrastructure support.
Right now, I think there's a compassionate response. Respect means teaching people to fish rather than giving them a fish. Compassion is giving them a fish. So the respect for them as human beings who have the capacity to do for themselves comes through our efforts in the long haul. Right now, compassion is good, but respect means helping them to get a leg up and to do those things for themselves that's going to make their country a nation to be reckoned with, even though it's small, throughout the globe.
Chimurenga Waller, the international president of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement, says that helping Haitians means garnering support in the long term.
I spoke earlier and said that this is probably something that's going to take several years to overcome. The infrastructure was already in poor condition before the earthquake, so that's why we are making a long-term commitment. In 2 weeks, the media won't be talking about Haiti. So we have to be looking in the long term and say, as African people, what are we able to do to correct the situation in Haiti, not just today or tomorrow, but be looking down the road.